Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to. Accusations of an orchestrated border crisis, a stark warning as COP26 draws to a close, and for the record, presidents are not kings. It's Wednesday, November 10th. Here's your Newsfix. Our pin drop this morning looks at what's happening on the border between Belarus and Poland. The fallout over a situation at the border continues to escalate, as Polish officials now accuse Russia's President Putin of orchestrating an influx of migrants at the border. In terms of what's happening, thousands of migrants are located at the Belarus side of the border and are trying to cross into Poland and the European Union. In response, Poland has placed thousands of police and soldiers at the border to protect it. In relation to this, the European Union said they are monitoring 20 countries, including Russia, who they say transported migrants to Minsk, Belarus's capital. The bigger picture here is that Poland is accusing Belarus, which they described as, quote, a gangster regime, of purposely transporting migrants close to its borders to create the crisis. They see it as Belarusian President Lukashenko's retaliation on the European Union for the sanctions they placed on his country last year. In terms of what kind of numbers we're talking about here, according to a CNN report, there have been more than 32,000 attempts to cross the border into Poland since September. A judge has rejected a bid by former US President Donald Trump to keep papers relating to the days before the breach of the Capitol on January 6th a secret. The case is expected to be appealed, but it raises a wider debate about a president's executive privilege. CNN mentioned the ruling relates to about 700 pages of records in the lead up to the insurrection. And the judge in the ruling gave the quote, "Presidents are not kings and plaintiff is not president." Needless to mention, this was the top story this morning on both CNN and the New York Times, and is something we'll keep a close eye on. In terms of climate coverage, as the COP26 summit continues in Glasgow, the world is still on track to reach 2.4 degrees Celsius of warming, according to a report by Climate Action Tracker. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is headed back to Glasgow for the summit's final days. According to BBC News, a first draft of an agreement on how countries are going to work towards 1.5 degrees is due to be published later today. It will document how countries plan to cut emissions to avoid temperature rises. And Prince Harry is trending online. Why? Because he alleges he warned Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey that his platform was being used to stage a coup the day before the insurrection at Capitol Hill on January 6th. During an interview about misinformation online, Prince Harry said, quote, "Jack and I were emailing each other prior to January 6th, where I warned him that his platform was allowing a coup to be staged. That email was sent the day before, and then it happened, and I haven't heard from him since." And hats off to Marcus Rashford, who received an MBE from Prince William on Tuesday. The Manchester United footballer received the recognition in response to work he did to ensure children were fed throughout the pandemic. For anyone wondering what an MBE is, it stands for Member of the Order of the British Empire. MBEs rank third behind CBE and OBE, which stand for both Commander and Officer. And lastly, we're going to end on some happy news. Malala got married. For anyone not familiar with who Malala is, she is a human rights activist who was shot in the head by the Taliban in her native Pakistan for speaking up in favour of women's education back in 2012. Following that, she was given refuge in the UK and continues to campaign for the right for women to be educated. That's today's fix. Have a great day.